Most women today, married women, are going to therapy, are on pills, I don't mean birth control pills, that too, because they don't feel like women. They don't feel like women. They're very feminine, they dress very feminine, they use makeup, and inside they don't feel like women. Why? Because they've never surrendered. They've never felt the experience of total mekabel. And if it's not total mekabel, then it's frustrated mekabel. On the other hand, in the secular world, women get involved with men and surrender themselves completely without marriage. And what happens? They get so devoted and stuck on that boyfriend that when he leaves, and he will leave, she will be destroyed. It's like a divorce and worse. So the experts are now saying that a breakup of a long-term relationship where there was no marriage is just as devastating as a divorce. But Mele, what are you gaining from this? Let's not get married. Let's first have a relationship, and that way nobody will get hurt. It's not true. It is just as painful. In some way, worse. When you get divorced, at least you had a couple of years of marriage. Here you have nothing. So if a woman gives herself completely without the security of marriage, she is as stuck as if she were married, but without justification. If in a marriage, the security is not enough for her to really give herself, then she is a frustrated human being. She's not missing a detail. She's missing the etzem of being a woman. I tell you this experience that one woman, Taka, asked me, what are you telling us what a woman feels like? How do you know? The experience of being a mekabel is a very chassidish, it's part of being a chassid's life. If you were never really a mekabel, then you're not a chassid. You go into yechidus, and the Rebbe tells you something, and you walk out thinking, what did he mean? You're not a chassid. You're not a mekabel. Going to yechidus, all you do is be mekabel. Otherwise, you're not. When we started learning chassidus with Rebbe Yoel, we discovered, as teenagers, what it feels like to be a mekabel. Because when he sat down and started teaching, we didn't want it to end ever. We just got completely melted into our seats, and all we wanted is for him to talk. What was he saying? I don't care. Just don't stop. Keep talking. It was the first time in our yeshiva life that we realized, first of all, that we have a brain, and what it means to be mekabel. Before that, it was all like, you know, can you outsmart the Rebbe? Can you fake? You know, you don't really know the taste, but you make believe you know the taste. It was all a game. There was no mekabel. The Biel turned us into mekabel. So, what does it have to do with marriage? Two things. In order to be a mashpia, number one, you have to be sensitive to the needs of a mekabel. If you don't know what she needs, then no matter what you give, it's the wrong thing. Hashpoa has to be lefi hakeli, in response to the keli. If you're not responding to the keli, and you say, I gave my wife everything. I give her everything. I buy her stuff. I give her... There's one thing you're not giving her. What she wants. In fact, you don't even know what she wants. So in marriage counseling, this guy sits there, one husband after another, they all say the same thing. We've been married for 9 years, and I cannot figure out what she wants from me. So you're not ashamed to admit that? You're making it sound like it's her fault. You don't know what she wants, and it's her fault? Yeah, she's crazy. You don't know what she wants. Whose failure is that? That's the failure of a mashpia. Because the first definition of mashpia is you know the mekabel's need. Like a good teacher, if a good teacher comes into the classroom, he doesn't know what his students need to learn. He doesn't know what they're up to, he doesn't know what they do know, what they don't know, he doesn't know. It's their fault. And he can say, look, I taught you a tesis, how come you don't know? Because we haven't finished learning Chumash yet. We're not ready to learn a tesis, we don't want to learn a tesis. You're not a mashpia, you're a dictator. Then there's a second thing. Suppose you do know what she wants. Do you have the confidence that you can make a difference for her? Sometimes you don't have the confidence. Now, it's true, you'll never understand your wife. That's true. And that's fine. As long as you're a man, you'll never understand a woman. Okay. You start understanding women, I don't know what's happening to you. You're melting into some other... A man doesn't understand a woman because a man is a man, and that's how it should be. But what don't you understand? You don't understand what she wants. No. You'll never understand what makes her want the things she wants. Because you don't want them. So when you see she wants something that you don't need and don't want, you'll never figure this out. How come she wants it and you don't? You'll never figure it out because there's no explanation. This is how a man is and this is how a woman is and that's all. So don't even try to figure it out. But to not know what she wants, this is not forgivable. A woman wants you to tell her that you love her. Why? What's wrong with her? I told her last week. She forgot already. I have to remind her. What's wrong with her? What is... You'll never figure it out. But for a person to say, you know, she makes me crazy. She makes me crazy. I don't know what she wants. She's always saying, well, how come... Say I love you. Say I love you. I don't know what she wants. You do know what she wants. She wants you to tell her that you love her. That's not what she really wants. She's just driving me crazy. Why is that not what she really wants? Because you don't want it, so you can't imagine that she really wants it. That's wicked. That's really cruel. It's heartless. You have to know what she wants. You have to know what works, what doesn't work, what makes her happy, what makes her uncomfortable. You must know this. Why this thing makes her uncomfortable? Like one guy said, I made jokes, I make fun of her sister. She can't stand it. I don't understand why. Her sister's an idiot. I mean, why not make fun of her? He doesn't understand why she would care about her sister. He has a sister, he couldn't care less. So he doesn't believe her when she says, it bothers me. Nah, really, you really want to make me crazy. So this guy tells me, I don't know what she wants. So she was sitting there. I said, tell him what you want. She says, I tell him all the time. He says, what? What? Just stop making fun of my sister. See, he turns to me and says, you see, she makes me crazy. I said, why is she making me crazy? She finally told you what she wants. Problem solved. You think that's what she wants? No, her sister's an idiot. Don't decide what she wants based on whether you want it or not. Hear what she wants. And it will be strange. It'll be strange. Things bother her you can't believe, you can't imagine. But that's what bothers her. Why it bothers her, none of your business. You'll never figure it out. You're not a psychiatrist. You're certainly not her psychiatrist. When you know what bothers her, protect her. If she says there are elephants in the room, chase them out. Don't tell her she's crazy. Get rid of the elephants. You're the husband.